Well, as we do our pastoral prayers and our corporate prayers together, I want to encourage you not just to be passively listening, but to be engaging yourself in prayer and even to be saying amen where you might agree. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, you are the infinite creator who has infinite care for all human life that you create in your image, from the unloved to the unborn. And Lord, we have learned much about the value and sanctity of life this week in our vacation Bible school. We've learned how your word speaks of these things. Your word speaks of women like Rebecca and Mary and Elizabeth and others while they were pregnant as having children inside of them. Your word says through David in Psalm 139, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. Today we praise you for babies who will wonderfully live instead of die. We praise you that in some states, even this summer, those being fearfully and wonderfully made right now will no longer need to fear being killed as a result of the Dobbs ruling 2 days ago. We rejoice in your wonderful works that brought us into this world and that will bring more into this world in the years ahead. We stand amazed and we give you praise for the reversal of Roe versus Wade. You have answered prayers of millions for decades. And Lord, you have done beyond what we could ask or even think. You are sovereign and you are the supreme Lord over the Supreme Court. You are the God that is above government and your law is above the law of the land. But we thank you, Lord. We give you all glory, laud, and honor that you are the King who turns the hearts of men. And so we ask that you would turn the hearts of fathers to children and mothers to the life that you are knitting together in their womb. We pray for adoptive parents and agencies that more will turn to now. And Father, we pray that you would turn the hearts of politicians and practicers of abortion, and even those working for Planned Parenthood across this country and other agencies, that they would be able to see that what they call a fundamental right is a fundamental wrong, according to you. We ask that you would turn on the lights of hearts, that they would see this is about children and not just about a choice. We know, God, that changed laws in some states is a great reason to rejoice, but it's just a start. We need many changed minds as well to see the real issue here. We need you to change hearts, to see the need for eternal life in Christ. And I pray that you would use this decision to move us who are Christians to speak the truth in love, and that whether it's on the media or many other platforms in these days ahead, that those who would speak, who know your gospel, would speak your gospel truth, your truth that can save murderers and that can save moral people who think they don't need to be saved. We remember that David, who wrote Psalm 139, was a murderer that you forgave and saved, as was the Apostle Paul. And so as we celebrate that many states will end abortion, there is also much hate. There is much rage that we pray about in our land. I pray that you would protect the court justices, that you would uphold justice and law and order in our nation, that you would protect pro-life ministries as they come under attack, more even pregnancy counseling services here in Placerville. I pray that our local county would have more and more coming for ultrasounds and ultimately for the saving of babies and souls. I pray for our church family and for families and children that we may have opportunities to minister to in the days ahead, or even children that might come into this church family from other families. I pray for our witness and our wisdom, and that we would have courage and compassion. I pray for our state and our country. I pray, Lord, that You would cause abortion to go the way of slavery in our nation. You are the God of hope. You have answered the hopes and prayers. You give us hope, Lord, even in a world that tempts us to sometimes think there's not hope. There is always in You. So we thank You and we praise You. And these things we pray in the name of Jesus, who loves the little children, all the children of the world and of the womb. It's in His name we pray. Amen.